This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, May 23rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Farm Bill Showdown is here. Flu investigators struggle to get workers tested, and lawmakers push H-2A wage freeze. Can GT win D's on his farm bill? Well, today's the day. The House Ag Committee set to debate its Republican farm bill starting at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. The big question isn't whether the committee will approve the bill. Republicans should have the votes on their side to do that. The question is how many Democratic votes Republicans can get. Democrats are bracing to lose maybe one or two, which would allow Republicans to say the bill has bipartisan support. Whether it would be enough to get House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring the bill to the floor is another question, especially with the funding gap that Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson still needs to fix. The debate could go late into the evening, depending on how many amendments are offered. Now take note, with Democrats trying to stem their losses in committee, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack jumped into the debate yesterday. During a call with reporters, he repeatedly said Thompson was funding the bill with, quote, counterfeit money, referring to Thompson's scoring dispute with the Congressional Budget Office. Thompson denounced Vilsack's criticism as a partisan effort to divide the committee. By the way, one of the Democrats that Thompson hoped to get was Representative Angie Craig, and she acknowledged AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey that she likes much of what's in the legislation, which includes numerous marker bills that had bipartisan sponsorship. A lot of the marks in the bill that the chairman included are my policy priorities. I like the policy side of this, but the funding mechanism is problematic to actually getting a farm bill. That's just the reality of the situation, Craig said. As of yesterday afternoon, Representative Don Davis of North Carolina still keeping reporters guessing. We are still working through all of the text to make the best decision that we can tomorrow, he said. Health investigators struggled to get worker cooperation. Following the detection of bird flu in another worker at a dairy farm, a Centers for Disease Control official acknowledged the difficulty of getting cooperation from farm workers to test for avian flu, but also said some progress had been made on that front. On a call with reporters yesterday, Principal Deputy Director Nirav Shah said 40 workers at affected farms had been tested and more are being monitored. In Michigan, although this number changes day to day, there are approximately 170 people that are enrolled in the active monitoring system, a system that we've seen the benefits of in light of the detection of this particular case, Shaw said. That said, we'd like to be testing more people, and we've seen variable cooperation among farm workers, as you would see with any slice of people in the general population. Some folks are more willing to chat with public health and be tested, even if it's just a nasal swab, others less likely. He said CDC has been working with farm worker groups to convey that, quote, working with public health, particularly in these situations, is something that is innocuous and indeed has benefits for their colleagues as well. You can read more in our story at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Lawmakers seek freeze in H-2A rates. A bipartisan group of 120 House members is calling on the Appropriations Committee to include a freeze on H-2A labor rates in the Labor Department's fiscal 25 spending bill.
in a letter to the Labor HHS Appropriations Subcommittee. The lawmakers note that the average minimum wage rate for this year is $17.55 an hour, a 5% increase over 2023. They say producers in Canada pay about $11 an hour for field workers, while some employers in Mexico even pay $1.50 per hour. If we do nothing, many of our constituents will be forced to shutter their businesses despite good faith efforts to ensure our national food security and feed families across our nation, the lawmakers write. Appropriators debate pilot restrictions for SNAP. Some Republicans of the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee used a hearing yesterday to push for a pilot program that would restrict SNAP benefits for unhealthy foods like sugar-sweetened beverages. Subcommittee Chairman Andy Harris of Maryland and witnesses at the hearing argued SNAP isn't meeting its nutrition directive and is focused on providing calories rather than healthy options. This has led to higher rates in diet-related disease risk and consumption of sugary foods and beverages, Harris said in his opening statement. To address this, Harris has been pushing for a pilot program that would restrict the use of benefits for less healthy foods. However, subcommittee Democrats and grocer representatives said this pilot or similar efforts to restrict foods for SNAP participants could increase food prices and may not be effective in addressing nutrition. Food companies to pay for claims of misleading labels on beef. Four related food companies will pay $395,000 over allegedly false labeled frozen ground beef patties that were distributed to federal prisons nationwide. While the labels were allegedly misleading and inaccurate, food quality and safety was unaffected, the U.S. Attorney Office found. The company settled the matter but did not admit liability, according to a press release. In early 2020, Prime Food Sales, Inc., Prime Food Sales, LLC, JTP Sales, LLC, and JW Sales and Distribution, LLC, allegedly violated a contract with the Federal Bureau of Prisons by falsely labeling 190,000 patties as less than 6 months old when they were actually older. The investigation led by the U.S. Attorney's Office, Justice Department Office, the Inspector General, and the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is part of an effort to crack down on federal procurement fraud. Well, here's today's He Said It. They tried every way in the world to get them on board, so we'll see. That Representative Mike Bost of Illinois talking about the effort the House Ag Committee majority staff put into wooing Democrat votes for the farm bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, May 23rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.